More than a decade ago, a task force of the American Psychological Association undertook a thorough review of the existing research on the success of conversion therapy. Their report stated that there was very little sound research on sexual orientation change efforts, and that the results of scientifically valid research showed that it is not likely that people would be able to reduce same-sex attractions or increase other sex attractions through this practice. So in short, they found there is no clear evidence that conversion therapy works. However, currently, only 14 states and the District of Columbia have banned conversion therapy. Idaho is not one of those states. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are State Representative John McCroskey and Jen Moore with the Idaho Association for LGBT Issues in Counseling. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us here to talk about this important issue.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Gemma.
And speaking of that, for people that may not be aware of the term conversion therapy, let's have a quick understanding of what that is. Maybe, Jen, you can talk about that.
Yeah, sure. So if we look at the base of the words, right? So conversion therapy, also sometimes called reparative therapy. So repair or convert. What they're attempting to do is convert someone who says, hey, I have this attraction or I have this gender identity, and they're trying to adjust it, move it, put them back into what we would consider, right, societally heteronormative cisgender. So trying to keep across gender attractions. It's also sometimes a more quippy term for it is pray the gay away.
Okay. And this is there's a movie that I'm not sure if it's officially out yet, but it's called Boy Erased. That's based on a memoir of someone who actually went through this. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's also just coming into the news more because of this movie.
Yeah.
And it is something that is still practiced, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a licensed professional counselor. I could tell you I have individuals I see, and I also hear stories of individuals who have experienced it. You don't always know when someone has, because first off, it's an incredibly vulnerable thing to have been through. But it is practiced. And I'll do trainings with other counselors like, hey, let's recognize that this is still going on. There's still so much work to be done to raise awareness around it.
And in fact, the American Medical Association does not condone this therapy. They have actually come out against it. And what research is showing now is that there's more trauma and harm that can come to people who go through this. Is that an accurate statement, Jen?
Oh, completely and totally. So AMA is one of the organizations. Mm-hmm. There are many.
There's numerous.
Oh, yeah. The World Health Organization, my own association, the American Counseling Association, have all said it is unethical, it is harmful, and that this is something that ethical counselors, people who are licensed under these areas, they will not and do not practice it.
And as far
go
as
ahead,
the harmful impact on young people in particular, that they are eight times more likely to commit suicide, six more times likely to suffer from severe depression as a result from going through conversion therapy.
Yeah.
Not only is it not going to fix them or convert them, but it's actually going to harm them and cause them, you know, potentially to even lose their life.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, when you talk about young people, is this normally focused more on young people? And I'm talking like 18 years and under, where a parent can make the decision to put a child into this type of therapy.
Yeah, they're more vulnerable. So what we know is, right, if you're a younger kiddo and your parents either suspect or you come out to them, and they might think that this is something that can be helpful, this is something, right, that fixes you, then you are now a little bit at their whim, because this is a nerdy counselor moment. But if we looked at, like, the base level of Maslow, that is your house, that is your eating, that is your all your very basic needs, your parents help provide that. And so youth are incredibly vulnerable because parents get to determine sometimes, right? Or the option is to go out on the streets.
And we've seen that, correct? Even here in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting too, and I want to get back to this movie called Boy Erased, because I think it delves into a lot of this therapy and, in this this man's, experience with it. But also, Jen, talking about parents, because there is this part of it that where the mother, she wants to do right by her child. Mm-hmm. And he even says, I read an article just the other day with him, and he said, I know my parents were trying to do right by me. Mm-hmm. But then they realized, or at least his mom did, this was not the way to go. Have you found things like that within your own practice?
Yeah, what I could say is that parents, right, we are all part of a society that gets cultural messages. Mm-hmm. If you are part of a culture as a parent that says, this is the way to help my child, right? Think of it, you are scared, you are worried, you don't know what's going to happen to your kiddo, and you're being told this is a way to help them. What I love about the work that John McCrosty is doing is that he's looking at, you know, our legislative system, mm-hmm. a way to, on a really large scale, to tell parents, no, this is not okay. This is, in fact, illegal, and it is incredibly harmful. We're going to help show you why.
I'm speaking with State Representative John McCrosty and Jen Moore with the Idaho Association for LGBT Issues and Counseling. We're talking about conversion therapy, the fact that numerous organizations, including the American Medical Association, have come out against this. However, only 14 states in the District of Columbia have made this practice illegal. And this is where you come in, Representative, because last year you tried to get a bill in that would make this illegal in Idaho. Take me down that road.
So this actually, last year was the second time that I tried to introduce this bill. The plan for the upcoming session is to try to get another bill. As part of kind of the origination of this bill for me, a number of years ago, there was a counselor who had approached me during a Pride rally and basically said, you know, John, we need to ban conversion therapy in Idaho. Jump ahead. And there was an effort over in eastern Idaho to try to promote an active practice of conversion therapy. That got shut down, but we want to make sure that young people don't have to suffer the harm that comes as a result of having to experience conversion therapy or reparative therapy. And so that's what we will try to do for a third year in this upcoming session.
And your bill, there's more to it, correct, than just the conversion therapy part and making that aspect illegal.
So what the bill would do, it would say that the practice of conversion therapy is banned for people up to age 18, and to at least say that for these most vulnerable young people that can't make decisions for themselves, that because we know that this is so harmful, that if you're a licensed professional counselor or a myriad of other things that are listed, such a practice would be banned and would be illegal. There are exclusions for religious counselors who are not actively practicing. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not part of the Idaho Counseling Association, for instance.
Why is this still being practiced? And maybe that's a simple and silly question, but when it's been banned, when you have numerous medical associations around the world saying this is more harmful than helpful.
Yeah. Well, we could probably do many segments.
We could.
Around that. What I would tell you is that we want simple solutions. And so when parents are scared, they want to say, I want to just fix my kid. It is harder, perhaps, for parents to think about the grief or to think about, you know, if they weren't prepared to support their child in a different way. And that they also, it's a lot harder to say, hey, we need to fix society, because society is what makes this hard on kids.
And we see this in certain religious practices, correct? Mm-hmm. I mean, and this does go back to how some people believe from a religious standpoint.
Yeah. Culture's strong.
Right.
Culture's strong. Religion is strong. Power structures are strong. So it takes a lot of effort to confront that. And again, for parents in a society where their job, where you are told as a parent, you just have to protect them. Let's put them in bubble wrap, you know. they don't want to always question that culture, mm-hmm. that power structure.
What can a teenager do who is maybe potentially going down this path, right? Mm-hmm. What can they do right now or is there anything that they can do? What would you tell them?
You know, so there's nothing that's really in the law that provides if you were to look at state resources, a young person could consider talking to their school counselor. Mm-hmm. That's in and of itself has its challenges. There's certainly the ethics that are involved for the counselor, mm-hmm. but, it can still be a scary experience for a young person.
And that's part of the reason for you bringing this bill again, is because the moment I asked this question, both of you are like,
exactly,
what can they do?
Somebody could have an ethical complaint on their licensure if they're licensed, but if they're outside the scope of one of these numerous organizations, there's not a lot. That being said, I want to just make a point to say young people are incredibly resilient. So we see that people can get through this. The fact is we can work together to create a society where they don't have to.
And that's the point right there. So you are planning on bringing this for a third time?
Absolutely. And we'll keep bringing it forward just like we have on Add the Words. We'll continue to have these conversations. And at one point, I do believe that the Idaho legislature will see fit to protect the LGBT community, and particularly the most vulnerable LGBT youth, by banning the practice of conversion therapy in Idaho.
I really appreciate both of you coming in and talking about this today. It's an important conversation to be having. So thank you both so very much. My guests today, State Representative John McCroskey and Jen Moore with the Idaho Association for LGBT Issues in Counseling. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks,
thank you,
Gemma.